At the bottom of page 18 in the introduction, we have a list of words with obvious English derivatives. Enigma, our word enigma, enigma. Axioma, our word axiom. Aroma, our word aroma, aroma. And so on. You can figure out the rest or look them up. Asthma, grama, derma, diadema, diaphragma, dilemma, diploma, dogma, drama, emblema, zeugma, themma, theorema, idioma, kinema, klimma, coma, mathema, miasma, nomisma, onoma, plasma, pneuma, pragma, poema, prisma, problema, chrelma, stigma, symptoma, sustema, schema, schisma, soma, phlegma, chasma, chroma. At the top of page 19, we find gods and other divine figures, beginning with Zeus, the god of the heavens, king of the gods, Zeus. Hera, his queen goddess. Hera, his favorite daughter, Athena, goddess of strategy, patron goddess of Athens, Athena. Apollon, lord of archery and prophecy. Artemis, goddess of the hunt, Artemis. Poseidon, Poseidon, lord of the sea, earth shaker, Poseidon. Aphrodite, Aphrodite, Aphrodite. Hermes, Hermes, lord of Thebes, messenger god, Hermes. Hephaistos, the Roman Vulcan, metalworking god. Ares, lord of war, the Roman Mars. Dionysos, Dionysus, Dionysos. Demeter, the goddess of grain. The nine muses who inspire us. Cleo, El Terpe, Thalea, Melpomene, Terpsichora, Erato, Palumnia, Urania, and Calliope. The graces who attend Aphrodite are Aglaia, Elfrosune, Thalea, and the three fates are Clotho, Lachesis, and Atropos.